Welcome to an amazing sit down. Right here on Unlock Your Soul with yours truly, Anthony Your Soul. This is the place where we scratch beneath the surface to find out what really makes us human. Whilst we are getting ready to go literally live, Claudia and Naisabo are very, very amazing guests for today. And Steph, we're talking about how this girl, Claudia, we don't know where she gets the time. Because she's in school, she creates, she's always TikToking, always ready to TikTok. She's always...
We need to do a TikTok after this.
Here?
Yeah.
Guys, this girl is always creating. I mean, it's ridiculous. And MCing. She is an MC extraordinaire.
You know
it's
it.
One and only Claudia Naisabwa.
Yes. I'm so happy you didn't butcher my name.
I can't really
butcher my second name.
I find Samburu names, you know, Turkana names, Maasai names so beautiful, but they have to come first with understanding them. And then the one thing I hate is when Africans butcher African names. I'm like, really?
You can't say Moshiri.
You can't say Nganga. You say Nganga. I'm like, really, bro? You're just stop it, man. It's Nganga. So those small things piss me off. But you bring joy into my life.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah,
oh.
You do. You have so much energy. In fact, one of the things I said when I was asking you guys to be on the podcast, I realized I have too many male guests and I want female guests, but also people who are doing such great things. And that's why I have someone like you,
Thank
Steph Nganga. You know, people are me too. People are just doing great stuff for themselves.
Thank you.
Is this girl from Samburu?
Oh, damn. This girl.
Oh, you thought we were just going to be here playing the whole day. No, it's not happening.
Claudia Naisabwa is a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's the eldest sibling, by the
when
way.
When firstborn.
Mini firstborn. Can you imagine? Right? Deputy parent.
Guy.
I'm 21 years old, interesting enough, but I've done so much for myself.
Yeah.
Steph is like.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Steph is an audience. By the way, I love when people do this, even my crew, because it's always like, huh?
Imagine.
I'm like, even me, I was like, huh? You should be. Okay, you're going to school.
I'm going to school. I'm almost done in school also. 2002. Yeah,
but Claudia, with the way your moves you're making, now we really will compare ourselves.
After
saying, guys,
my mom
don't
keeps
compare
me on toes.
Way.
Really, for sure. My mom keeps me on toes.
So since you left high school, have you like breathed at all? Like, in Pumua, have you enjoyed life?
I enjoy life. I create time. I actually make sure that I have time to just hang out with my peers.
Yeah.
Go out.
Yeah.
I make sure that I have time to enjoy, to do the things that I enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, just indoor sports or outdoor sports, regardless.
Yeah.
I create time. It's hard balancing, but I always find time for me.
How did Claudia, you know, and did you grow up by there? Did you grow up in Samburu?
Okay, so yes. Yes, my early childhood, yes. I grew up in Samburu. Nilizaliwa Samburu, by the way.
Yeah.
I only came to Nairobi in 2009. Iyo time mata nikiingia shule, because I went to Nairobi Primary.
Yeah.
Nikiingia Nairobi Primary, nilikuwa naongelesha. I remember there's a time I met one of my classmates when I was in high school. She was like, do you remember when you were in class 2?
Yeah.
You used to talk to me in Kisamburu. And I used to wonder, what is this
new girl
saying? Yeah, because I was new that time. I was not very good.
Yeah, in Swahili and
in Swahili and English. But I was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, before we get into what you've been doing and how you got into the limelight, I think we should stick on Samburu. Is that why you have such a huge penchant or love for Samburu and you're always giving back through the Claudia Naisabwa Foundation?
Mm.
Tell us what that is all about and how and why you're giving back.
Okay.
To the people of Samburu.
So one, I love my home.
Mm-hmm.
I am so proud of where I've come from.
Mm-hmm.
I am proud of the culture. I'm proud of the growth. Now, of course, we have challenges and I see it because I've been to Samburu school. So I know what the girls there are going through.
Mm-hmm.
There's some mindset that they have. There are challenges with the environment, the families. Like, I mean, I'd say this, I don't fear saying this, we live in a patriarchal society.
Yes.
So majority of the times, because my initiative is focused on helping women.
Yes.
Majority of the times, women are not like fully empowered.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to a Samburu school for a term and I talked to the girls there. I got to interact with them while I was there. And I learned so much about the surrounding, what they think. Kuna wengine walikuwa nasema, ah, mimi namaliza tu shule niolewe.
Wow.
You know, huni mtu mwenye amesoma, akaingia shule, national school.
Yeah.
So you're not dumb.
Yeah.
But you think that the end goal is getting married
exactly,
to a man.
Yeah.
I mean, later in life, yes, but why don't you pursue what fulfills your heart?
Mm-hmm.
You get?
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, I'm doing this specifically because, one, we have a lot of dropouts. A lot of girls get pregnant. We actually have a teenage pregnancy crisis. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Statistics came sometime early last year, because I've done my initiative for over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And 50% of the total teenage pregnancy in the country,
yep,
comes from one community. That's my community.
Wow.
You know how crazy?
Saddening. It means that if you were not how you carry yourself, you'd be one of the statistics. You'd literally be a number.
Imagine. And I think I'm so sad, because there's more to life.
Yeah.
I don't think most of the actually girls are watokangi nje, and they need to. I'm pushing for them to get exposure. I'm pushing for them to finish school. Right now, we have taken a couple of girls under our wing. At least we're not giving them full scholarship.
Yeah.
When you're mingia 2 Form 1,
yeah,
to take them through 2 Form 4, whatever, yeah, we can, will support.
But even, you know, even just talking to somebody is a very big scholarship,
yeah,
because sometimes it's about that knowledge of, by the way, there's, yeah, more to life than getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And then people say, ah, is there really? Because I thought everyone thinks like me. So I think,
yeah,
that's really powerful. But also, what is commendable is that you're doing this when you're just 21 and you started doing this when you're 20.
Yeah.
Which means
actually,
it's
when
a
I
really,
20, yeah,
yeah. But you know, your foundation shouldn't have to exist. If people, if governments, if county governments,
mm-hmm,
did a lot more, what challenge would you, how would you like to challenge governments, the first lady, the second lady, you know, institutions and people who, let's be honest, what you're doing needs crazy amount of money.
Oh,
it's not easy.
Definitely. Thank God to everyone who's always sponsored, because maybe there's no ati organization that has sponsored me.
Yeah.
Okay, there's one.
You are
Spread
Italy,
Truth.
But you're the organization.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my friends, my friends who are very powerful.
Yes.
When you're on Kuja, will come through. I say, for this outreach, we'll give you this.
Yes.
I've had an organization like Spread Truth, for example,
mm-hmm,
who have given me pads and books to take to schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I've interacted with young moms. I've interacted with children in primary school, children,
mm-hmm,
in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, there's a lot that needs to be done. And I think there's a lot of work. And if we could all work together,
yeah,
the government, the non-governmental organizations,
yeah,
I think we'll really... And tafadhali, people who are saying at the female, oh, you're empowering the girls a lot. Do you know the amount of work that still needs to be done?
Yeah.
Women still need to be empowered.
Yeah.
I'm not saying boys shouldn't be empowered,
yeah,
but also women need to be empowered.
I always say, I mean, when people say that, I always say, as a man, if let's say I'm the one complaining, and our season was about, but you know, even you, Claudia, what are you guys, what about the Samburu boys? Let's think about all the Samburu men.
Yeah.
And what they need to do for these boys.
True.
So I think for as men, we really have to ask ourselves before we say, oh, but people are doing too much for the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you? Who stopped you from doing it for the boys?
Yeah.
So do something for the boys. So we now at least understand where your passion is coming from. But also one of the things we know you for and you're very passionate about is entertaining us. Is,
oh my God.
Is hosting us.
Is, yes.
Is interviewing celebrities. Is dancing. Is working up a crowd. How did you end up, you know, literally on our screens, and how did this happen?
So now, from when I was a child, my uncle's friends used to call me, because me by the way, I'm so, I think there's so much love in me because,
mm-hmm,
and this, I don't, because I was brought up by my extended family,
uh-huh,
not just my mother.
Yeah.
Like my uncles, everyone played a role,
yes,
in who I am today.
Yes.
And the kind of person I am today, and I'm so glad, because I think I'm a very good person. I don't know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, you have
I
to. You have to. I always say you have to tap yourself and be like,
on
you know what?
Back,
I'm
yeah,
a good person. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Because of how I was raised. So I'll say this: when I was a child, my uncles used to call me Nini Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to give me a nickname Beyonce. One,
yeah,
share a birthday.
Ah, nice.
Two,
you're a Virgo.
I'm a Virgo.
Mm.
Two, I used to love just watching and giving people a performance. Ile eti watu wanasemanga wageni wakikuja,
yes,
iteni mwenye tatwe.
Yes.
Mimi nilikuanga hapo katikati.
Niko ready.
Eh, nilikuanga na watumbuiza. Sasa hiyo ilikuanga kina Dumi. Why do you think I like Bongo right now? When I was growing up, I was listening to Diamond.
Yeah, Diamond. Yeah, exactly.
I've been listening to music my whole life. And
yeah,
I,
Mr.
Actually,
nice,
anything,
everybody.
I got into this entertainment industry,
yes,
because growing up, of course, I said Beyonce, but I used to look at personally in another life, or maybe my number one choice yes. in career is mm-hmm. music. I would be an amazing artist. Najiambianga, kwenye nitaamua.
Yeah.
Kuimba.
But you should. You know, we really want more female artists in Kenya. Right. Especially entertainers. Where we need more of that, by the way.
Because I used to see how they're performing. Manze, I used to watch all their award shows and I'd focus on what they're doing in meaning. So this is, I believe this is my purpose in life. Unajuangele, that's why I think I got into this very, very early in my life. Because not so many people get to their career.
Yes.
Watu wengi wananzanga late, wengine 25, wengine 30, uko. That's when they realize, oh my God, I'm passionate about this.
Yeah.
For me, I think from when I stepped into this world, I knew entertainment.
Yeah.
Entertaining people is my purpose in life.
I love it, yeah.
So is it, if it's dancing, then it's dance. If it's music, then it's music. If it is MCing, mm-hmm. then it's that. If it's hosting a show, then it's still that.
And speaking of MCing, you've MC'd every show you can think of, including on podiums where you share the podiums not even once or twice or thrice, a couple of times with the president.
With the president.
But there is also, yeah. I mean, when you come from Samburu, yes, you do school in Nairobi, but I mean, there's also a level of, you sometimes have to pinch yourself, maybe when what was your makeup artist's name?
Amanda.
When Amanda is doing makeup for you, and you're like, hey, Amanda, aki ni mwali chagua kufanya hii event. Do you sometimes not believe it's you?
There are times, I think every time I'm about to go on stage,
yeah.
there's a feeling, there's a rush.
In yeah.
me. Every time I'm about to go on stage, there's a rush. And I smile. When I go on stage, I kill it because I know this, I was meant for this.
Mm.
This is my time. And a lot of the times when I'm done, after I'm done with everything, before it starts, nakuanga anxious. Like there's a lot happening behind yeah. the scenes. But once I'm done, I have a proud meme. I have a proud moment, and I just sit down and say, "You've done a good job."
Wow!
I keep congratulating myself. I think I'm my biggest supporter. Mm-hmm. Mimi, mm-hmm. I'm my biggest supporter, and I believe in myself so much. I think the confidence I have in me and what I can do pushes me to become a better person. Pushes me to do even better things.
Yeah, but also you've done such great things at such a young age, and then you decide that I'm no longer hosting straight up on
straight
KT.
Up.
I mean, first, nobody saw it coming because you know how you can tell maybe this guy, this girl, the way she posts nowadays, mm-hmm. like she doesn't post the show anymore. Sometimes she's in and out. You really surprise people. And I think watching that show, it had lost a lot of, I think commercial value. And I was seeing a lot of, like now clients coming on board. What happened, Claudia? I think you've been stolen by NTV, but I don't know. And I want to make it very clear that we've not had a conversation about this, but I think that NTV is poaching you.
Well, it's not NTV.
Okay.
I've been poached, but it's not NTV. So
BBC.
Well, I will not give you guys. You take away the element of surprise.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't want to say,
I'm Kenya too.
I don't want to say anything.
Yeah,
but yes, I think also I did straight up for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
19 to 21.
Yes.
So I outgrew the show the same way I outgrew SPM because I did SPM from 18 to 19.
Yes.
So the same way I outgrew SPM, the same way I outgrew straight up.
Yeah.
And growth is inevitable and you always have to embrace it. So I'm ready for this new chapter. I say it bigger and better.
Yeah.
And guys,
this one is going to be bigger and better.
I'm so excited about the launch.
In the same breath.
I'm actually excited about that launch.
Jeez.
You guys are not ready.
For real.
Oh my God, you'll be seeing my face. You'll be sick. Sick.
So if there's anybody who thinks like you've moved too fast, you're like your leg on their necks. You're about to step on us.
Now, if anything, now I'm on the right. I'm just moving at the right pace.
Mm-hmm.
And things are going really fast. I like it.
But when things also go this fast, it means you have to learn and grow up very quickly. You're in school, yes, but there are lessons you learn outside of school where you're like, asiya menifanya nini? What are some of those lessons you've learned and you're like, Anto? I do not do a show without a contract. Anto, si kulipa deposit.
True.
What are some of those things you've learned?
Manze, because we started with a lot of pro bono jobs.
What?
For you to actually get
That's
paid
true.
In the entertainment industry.
Exposure.
They need to give you exposure. It's a rite of passage.
Me, I've even been paid with the food. And I was, by the way, I was very happy. I was like, yeah. I didn't have, by the way, school, lunch, Leo. And then I realized, wait, that was actually the pay.
Imagine.
Situlikulipa aje, situlikupia chakula. Anyway, it's life.
I mean, you have to go through these things. Yeah. It toughens you, teaches you a lot of things about the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So one, I have known, I have come to learn. This is something that I will say over and over again.
Yes.
Do not mix friendships with business. I don't. Ati sasa, you want to support me as a friend?
Yeah.
So I support my biz.
Exactly.
Pay me what I'm worth.
Yeah.
It's okay, I can give you a discount, but isikwe ati sasa, no. Because people will really use you outside.
Yeah.
And then
you
move, un rafiki yangu.
Yeah.
Yeah. And majority of the times, inakuanga, scratch my back, I'll not scratch yours.
Exactly. You know, one of the things I hate about that is the way, let's say now, Steph comes to me and she's like, Anto, I want you to host my launch of my clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, oh, you know, I don't have a budget. I'm like, yes, I understand you don't have a budget. So Anto, just take even a take money, 15K. Aki, please, I'll really, really appreciate. You know, I will get you other jobs. Like, you know, I will hook you up. You know, I know this show can go to Mombasa, to Milan, to New York. Two things will happen. Steph will get enough money, and I promise you, I'll go with her to South Africa. Somehow she'll afford Trevor Noah. Somehow. Steph wouldn't have a budget now for it. But the one thing that Steph will do, which will hurt me more, I don't care about the Trevor Noah part, is when now Claudia comes to Steph and is like, by then, now Steph, I'm launching my makeup line and I want Anto to come and MC and da da da. And then, Aki, but it's Anto, me, I don't know how much. Aki, Anto, I think it's expensive. Steph is there. Who knows? She owes me.
Yeah.
Ah, Steph, when she's on the phone, she holds the microphone. Nani? Anto, please, we don't pay to 5K, not a mweke mafuta ya ngata. She even probably even paid me more, 15K. Now someone's saying, Claudia.
That's the thing.
Just give Claudia, put her in a Mercedes and drop her. She'll feel very nice. Make sure she gets a photographer, now only pay 10K. And you're there thinking, I gave you myself. And you're here telling everybody the way I come cheap.
True.
So it's very sad when friends do that.
It is. So there's that. And also, I've come to learn that you really need to be silent about the moves you're making in the industry, because watu hawakutaki mazuri.
Yeah.
See, watu wengi wanataka kukusupport. Yeah, there are people who are very genuine with their support, but there are also others who want to know what you're doing so that they can do better.
Do you have genuine friends?
Oh my God, yes. Do you know funny thing
is... Do you have window, door friends window, door, or floor? That is saying Stephanie Nganga. Do you have... Which friends...
So now, me, I think I have floor friends, because my friends from childhood are my friends till date. There's nothing you see. I see a lot of things about me on the internet.
Yeah.
But majority of those things are not true.
Yeah.
And if they were true, the only people who know me and know my secrets and know everything about me are my floor friends.
Yeah.
And those guys are true. I think I love my friends. Sometimes you choose your friends over family. And it's not true.
Yeah.
You just know how parents love being
exactly,
dramatic.
Exactly, yeah.
Because
anytime,
the smallest chance I get, I'm spending time with my friends.
Mm.
A very close circle of young girls. Actually, very young girls.
Yeah.
Now, these guys are my people. Anytime, you know what? People might not correct me when I'm on the wrong, but they'll check me every time.
Yeah.
They'll tell me, bro, you can't do this.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Yeah.
They don't know the industry. If anything, they even have private accounts on social media.
Yeah.
But they know when I'm going astray. And they know, they're like, because they know me, they'll know, is Claudia okay?
Yeah.
She's doing this and this and this.
Just make nah. That,
yeah, this is out of character.
Yeah.
They know me so well. So I'd say, yes, I have, as she said, I have window friends. I have floor friends. And I have door friends.
Yeah.
Wako.
Me, I think I'm a floor friend. Because me, I know a lot about you.
Anto is a floor friend.
You know why I'm a floor friend? I'm forcing myself to be on the floor. Step on me, Claudia. I'm your friend. But also, when we look at your achievements and the thing that you've been able to do, one of the things I always ask every guest, how do you take care of your mental health? Because Claudia, this industry is very unforgiving, this industry is very confusing and all those things. But how do you ensure that as Claudia, that even when you have a bad day, you don't stick there, you don't stuck there. Mm-hmm. And I like you said, your family, and by family here I also mean like your friends.
Yeah.
Family of friends are also taking care of you. But what do you do intentionally to ensure, maybe it's therapy, maybe it's the books you read, what do you do to ensure that you take care of your mental health?
Personally, I'd say my therapy is friends. My friends are my therapist.
Yeah.
So So
guys, she owes you money.
I owe you guys a lot of money. So honestly, I've had low moments. Everyone has low moments.
Yeah.
And thank you for saying this, because I think you knew it.
Yeah.
My friends and my family are the ones who keep me sane when things in my life are chaotic. I remember there was a time my family was away. I was just in Nairobi alone.
Mm-hmm.
Alone, me and my cousin. But it's a cousin yangu akosh. So it's just me basically in the house alone. Yeah. In a high bedroom house alone. And just like... So I was going through something that time. And my friends kind of saw I was going through. They're like, okay, this is a bit out of character.
Yeah.
Walikuja wakanitoa. And they're like, you know what? For this period of time, come stay with us.
Yeah, you shouldn't be alone. Don't be stuck in your thoughts.
And they stayed with me the whole time until I felt better.
Yeah.
I was going through something very personal.
Yeah.
And of course, there are some things you don't even bring up
exactly.
with your parents.
Yeah.
But again, when I have these low moments and my family is around, anytime I'm around my family, I'm at my happiest.
Mm-hmm.
We can have, every family has challenges and stuff, but me just seeing my siblings there and my mom, it's good.
Yeah.
It gives me peace. I forget about the troubles I have.
Yes.
My siblings, Kwanzaa, those kids are hilarious.
Yeah.
They're twins, they're guys.
Mm-hmm.
Ay. Out to Nichekeshanga. Wanaanza kutupigianga stories again, I'm like,
they're like, wow.
I can't. I really
can't. Yeah, but also but makes you feel good. Like, happy. I thank God that they exist.
Yes, I thank God that they exist because they help me a lot. They don't know it, but they help me a lot.
Wow. I love that. But also, now, going back to the trajectory of your career, now I'm seeing you. I mean, you're literally going to be joining Rayvanny in his tour in the UK that you're going to be hosting. And you've just come from being in his music video. How does that make you feel that even now celebrities are... Because the lesson should be learned here. You know, people like to think other things.
Yeah.
The lesson that should be learned here is that people want to associate with your brand to get more of your brand. And it's okay.
True.
Because when I click Antonio Soul with Claudio Naisabo on Instagram, it's because I know that your fans are going to be like, oh, Anto is doing something with Claudia. Oh, Anto is working with a young artist. Something good is coming out of it. So it's important when we actually get to collaborate. How does that make you feel that maybe tomorrow is going to be Burna Boy on his East African tour and he's like, let Claudia be the one to hype people up before it happens.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow it's Kanye West in Kenya.
Oh, shh.
At Nyayo Stadium. Yeah, you're not cast. Like, oh,
let
shit.
Me tell you.
That shit.
I think I'll say this.
Yeah.
I know
I'm
the biggest... female entertainer in Kenya right now.
Yeah.
And probably the youngest.
Yes. Like, don't mess with me, man.
Don't. So, if I know, why do I do this big gigs? Because, that girl, she's the right person.
Yeah.
So, I'm the right person.
Yeah.
Every freaking time. So.
But not just Kanye West.
Kujigamba kidogo.
Yeah, but Kanye West, like you host.
Kwa nini?
Because now, Gopa atakuona one of the new projects. Then before I realize, I'm seeing you bald-headed, walking on toothpicks. You know just how he turns his women into like...
New project.
No, he will make you into a superstar.
Yeah.
But the things you will do, Claudia, I'll be like, enye Claudia, atakama nuonekane vanity fair, ai, apana Claudia, and I'll be like, you know me, I'll WhatsApp you. Like, ai, Claudia, you don't go meva, ukanya na kuyuse.
First of all, mimi kwanza, guy, my hair.
Yeah. Ooh. You can't play
leave
your
alone
hair.
This week. Yeah. Have beautiful, long Samburu hair.
Samburus have beautiful hair.
Yeah, so there are things I just can't compromise.
It's ridiculous.
Also, I'm very grounded.
Yeah.
I'm very grounded with, I'm a very principled person.
Mm-hmm.
Many people might not know this, but people around me know that there are things that they can't pass,
they
regardless
can't,
of who you are and what you do.
Yeah.
There are things that can't pass.
So, God, three last things before I let you go to class. I've been checking on the time and make sure you run to class.
Manze,
who's that one brand you'd love to work with? Like, really would love to work with them. Who's that one brand?
Mm.
You sit and you're like, ha, Manze, Mimi too, if I'm given an opportunity to be on GQ, Sarap.
Wow, okay, nice. The one brand I'd love to work with. Now, there are a couple in different industries.
Tell us.
Mm-hmm. So, one, I'd love to work with Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
I watch The Tonight Show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And my God, this guy is funny.
Yeah.
He's creative.
Consistent.
I even follow him on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I see the way he promotes his show. It's different.
Yeah.
It's very authentic. It's very creative.
Yeah.
I'd love to just sit down with this guy. and know how does he do this. I just want to understand the whole process. I want to be, how do I say this, a protege, maybe.
Yeah, protege. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to spend time with Jimmy Fallon and say, okay, this guy does this. So this Jimmy Fallon, I said I got into this industry because of mostly Tiwa Savage.
Yes.
Because now when I became a teenager, I got introduced to her music, her style, her everything. I'm such a fan that I wished her happy birthday.
Serious?
Just the other day.
Wow.
Her birthday was on the 5th.
I wish I'd known you before, because when she was in Kenya, I would have literally made sure you met her.
I talked to her when she was in Kenya.
Thank God.
I talked to Tiwa when she was in Kenya.
I should have introduced you. Nani, I already spoke to guys. I'm sorry.
I talked to her and we had a chat kidogo when she was in her car.
Mm-hmm.
And gladly, I'm very happy because that day I was doing the Johnny Walker event.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a chance to talk to the manager. The manager's like, yeah, please talk to her.
See her, yeah.
And she was very welcoming. She was like, I'm very proud of you. Just keep doing it.
It was
a good talk. Wow. I was like, yeah.
What are some of the other
work
brands?
With
yeah.
Tiwa Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Brands, schemes. Oh my God. I want to be, I'm putting this out there.
Yeah.
For the universe.
To just, yeah, you know, you speak into the universe.
I want to be the Schemes brand ambassador for Africa.
Hello, come
Let's
on.
Let's make it happen,
yes.
Kim. Let's make it happen.
Where? Kim Kardashian,
Let's
do you hear
make
that?
This
You've got your,
happen.
You know what is funny for Rihanna, for example? Who was it? It was, I always forget this comedian. She's really, really funny and she's a bit old and she's, she basically said, oh, you know me, I'd love to wear Rihanna's stuff.
Ooh.
And then, man, her name has just gone.
Uh-huh.
She's such a funny comedian. Lunel.
Okay.
Lunel was like, me, I'd love to wear Rihanna. And then they DM'd her and were like, would make it happen.
Yeah, so you have to actually
speak it into the universe
and give it to me.
Yeah, we'll make sure we give it to you.
I am going to make sure I do the proper promo online.
Exactly. So, so now,
Kim Kardashian, mm-hmm. I want to work with you and mm-hmm. your brand Schemes. I want to be the face of Schemes
in Africa.
The brand ambassador in Africa.
Hello.
Let's make this happen.
That's what's up.
I have a good body. I'm beautiful. I'm talented. I got the audience. Let's make this happen.
So now me, I work for Schemes PR, right?
Yes.
The public relations.
Yes.
And then mm-hmm. I tell you, okay, we'll give you the endorsement as long as you don't host Kanye West's gig in July.
Okay, yeah, let's go for it. Yeah, Kim, let's make this happen.
Because you gotta sacrifice something sometimes.
Yeah.
Be like, listen, drama zenyu, what is like kuingilia?
Let me tell you, today morning,
yeah.
I got a call.
Yeah.
My photographer was telling me, so I met these guys and they're saying they've booked you for the 23rd.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Me?
Hey. I know I'm supposed to be in London on the 23rd.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are you sure?
Yeah.
So I say, okay, let's do this. Yeah. Before I connect you to my manager, let's have a conference call.
Yes.
So we have a conference call and she's like, yes, Claudia, you're doing this event on the 23rd with so-and-so and Nini. I'm like, and she mentions the brand. I'm like, oh.
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys can't push back the date.
Yeah.
It was such a struggle.
It's sacrifice.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's sacrifice.
That's happened
you
to me.
Get
when
that
I,
a lot.
It's happened to me a lot. I'm supposed to host a really big gig and there's one that's been booked way before. And these ones also are my clients. So they're telling me, oh, by the way, Tulieka on the 19th. I'm like, no, you can't buy the way this conversation like that.
True.
And then the problem is they tell me, and we've booked everything. The client even knows it's you. I'm like, by the way.
Kwanza, I want to work with you on that project.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. Yeah.
You know.
The one we've already spoken into existence.
We're putting, guys, into existence. Maybe I will pitch myself.
I love Claudia. So I call her for this and she tells me, by the way, there's a show you're hosting. I'm hosting that show with you. Make it happen. And now me, I promise seeing you, I have to make it happen.
Because
I think it would be so cool to be with you on stage.
Me, I'd have so much fun.
I'd have so much fun with you.
Oh my God.
Like, Claudia!
Ukoapi,
and also the fact that we would change clothes like 100 times.
You know!
And, yes.
You know, and every time.
Yes.
Yes.
I love it. I'd really love to work with you.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
One thing I know is, we will not disappoint.
We will not, please.
Where?
This whole plan is for you to go to Schemes. So now I know what we need to do. But also, speaking of which, we need to do something that will get you to Schemes, not just speaking here.
True.
Whether we'll get you on some, to wear Schemes and tell them this is why you guys need to get me on. We just don't speak things into existence now.
Definitely.
We have to really go for them. So
yeah.
I'll challenge
Very
you with
intentional.
That.
Let me tell you. Let me give you guys a small story.
Tell us.
When I was in London, when I went to London,
I hate how you keep saying I was in London, as if I was in Ngara.
No.
I was in London.
It's actually my favorite city in the world. Please. I love, of course.
It will be. You can go to London, so it will be your favorite. You think if I could choose anything over Nairobi, I would do it right now.
So I every time I go somewhere, I have a list of things that I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Every time I meet someone, I know exactly what I'm going to ask
for. Yeah.
If it's a business meeting, like, I know what I'm going to ask for. I don't just sit down and listen to what you have to tell me.
Yeah, I already came with an agenda.
It has to be two-way. So I had a list of brands I wanted to work with, brands I wanted to approach, my BBC trip. I knew everything. I had planned everything out.
Yes.
Even in terms of the people I needed to meet there, kila kitu ilikuwa hapo.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, before I went there, nilikuwa nimetengeneza proposals, nilikuwa nimeandika emails, I had letters of intent, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't just go somewhere
and rock up.
And you just don't do that.
Yeah.
You have to have something to show.
Yeah.
You have to have some supporting documents, or files, or whatever. So Mimi, trust me, that we shall do.
It has to happen.
Yeah, and mark this day. I said it on Antonio Soul's
podcast. That you will be the scheme's face.
I'll be the face.
My God, that day,
Ikifika.
How do you stay in your bag? There's a segment we have. It's called In My Bag. In My Bag is basically all about the things that I do to stay in my bag. How do you stay in my bag? How do you ensure you take care of your money like that?
One, I network.
Mm-hmm.
I build networks. Mm-hmm. So this one, literally, see this one. Mimi, actually, I'm a product of networking majority of the times. The people I meet open doors, like, I love that about me.
Yeah.
And I'm always opening to talking to other people and getting to know what they do. I always pitch myself.
Yes.
Anywhere I go,
yes,
I'll talk about what I do. I'll talk about me as an entertainer.
Yes.
I'll do that.
Unashamedly, you should do so.
Mimi, if people can will clap for me, I'll clap even louder.
Hello, come on.
Yes.
Eish.
So there's that too.
You have to hold a moment on that one. If people can clap for me, I like the idea of the can clap. To mean if they're gonna give my flowers, bro, bouquet on me today.
Kabisa.
For me.
Kabisa.
If people can clap for me, I'll clap for myself louder.
Yeah. I said I'd always be my number one biggest supporter because I know what it takes to get to where I am. I know the sacrifices, the struggle. That's why when I see people coming at my career, it hits some type. It makes me feel some type of way because you guys do not know how hardworking I've been. As in, I say, I'm proud of the progress of it. I'm proud of how smart I work, how hard I work.
Yes.
And I'm proud of the person I am, the person I am going to become.
Yes. I love that. And that's how you stay in your bag. After all said and done, now that you're just 21, and you're probably, let's say, 40, 45, and people are looking at you and, you know, you're the Catherine Casavulli of that time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, growing up, I used to see Claudia doing so much and I just want to be like her. What do you want people to say when you leave a room? Because they say your reputation is what people say when you leave the room, not what they say when you enter. Oh, you know, she's very hardworking.
Yeah.
When you leave, you know how you leave, and you know in Africa, you are seated there. Mm-hmm. They say, "Unilimwambia ajuangi kitu." So what do you want them to say when you leave the room?
I want them to just, I don't know, shower me with praises. Because one, I don't only bring my talent to the table. I'm a very smart lady.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I come up with insane concepts for my shows. Anytime I'm going to do something, I want them to talk about how smart I am.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to talk about how I will, if let's say I'm working with a brand, I want them to think about long-term relationships in terms of let's say
and the value you're giving them.
The value I'm giving them and the value they are getting from me.
Yeah.
You know, there's also value that they get from me. That's why a brand will pick you to be their influencer and not someone with 10K followers.
Yeah.
Because there's some value that you bring to the table.
Yeah.
So I want them to always just talk about the good things that I've done. Talk about how they think, they believe that we're going to have a good working relationship. Talk about the plans they have for their brand with me.
Mm.
Those kind of things.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you said because one of the things I realized as influencers, we must always take ourselves seriously. And
for sure.
And not that we don't have fun, but like we understand our value. And it's things like you, myself, Steph Nganga, Samantha, Dache, Barack, I mean, all those people who I love working with, is that we, at the end of the day, we play a huge role when it comes to the bottom line of these companies.
True.
When you sit in a company, might not tell you you did it, but you did make the money.
True.
You did get people to get into a store and buy a man of pants.
Anytime,
and
anytime I'm posting something,
someone,
like,
Steph
true,
did that.
Very true, yeah.
Yeah, so don't ever feel like, at, you know, I shouldn't. And one of the things, you know, one of the reasons why I love that I've hosted you, Steph, Mamito, is because I love people who, I love when people beat their own chest.
Yeah.
Because you must understand that, manze, when you're a badass, you don't have to always be meek and humble, or, you know.
Because
no.
There's a friend of mine who tells me, Claudia, stop that fake humility.
Yeah.
She's like, you are who you are.
Yeah.
Be proud and say it very boldly that you've done this, you've done this. At it, or fake humility, you're trying to,
Me, I love, like, that's why I love Nigerians, and I love being friendly with Nigerians, and I love the way they carry themselves. Because they say, Niger no, they carry last, which means a Nigerian will never come last. Please, Nigerians lost.
Have you seen what they've done with AFCON?
Woo. Yeah, they lost, like, at the Grammys. I mean, they said, guys, we've lost once to the South Africans. Watch that one AFCON. I'm like, yani, everything to them.
It's basically a competition, feels, but they know that they need to be on top always.
Yeah, feel to just work with Asha, said, guys, if Nigerians win this AFCON, Africa no go sleep, or you no go have space, you no go have peace. If we win AFCON, that's how much pride.
True.
Because they've worked hard for you.
I actually think they'll win.
I want them to win.
I want them to
win. I love Nigerians.
I really want them to win. I really want them to win.
Yeah, Aye. I love them.
Our girl friends.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Thank you
for being such a beautiful soul, for working so hard. Now you really need to run to class.
What's the time?
12:40.
I have 30 minutes. I think.
You see, Gen Z. I told you guys, I right now would be running to class. You are like, I'm
Don't
a Gen
you.
Z, I'll get enough time. So, Claudia, thank you so much for being such a badass female, for doing such great things with yourself, and for making time for us, and being a beautiful soul in and out.
The
and
first I hope, time I met this guy, we just
we clicked, by the way.
The first day.
The first time we met, we got married. We were at, where were we? At that interview.
Yeah,
I was like, see, you're my wife. Okay, my husband, let's do a video. That's how we clicked.
Yes.
And that's how we became friends. And I really hope you and Steph end up being friends.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd really want to see you guys.
She's
guys
very
create.
Beautiful, Kwanza.
Steph is beautiful.
You're beautiful.
So I really, really love Steph.
She's very beautiful.
And I do an ampena, so I say, like, yaringe. She knows. She'll be like, do you guys see, Anto loves me. Don't tell me shit. I love her because she's an amazing, beautiful person.
Yeah. I think we can do so much.
Yeah,
can do so much.
Yeah, I spent a weekend with her, and I was like, manze, I don't want to go back home.
She's smart.
She's an amazing person. I can only imagine what you guys do together.
Yeah.
You call me to dance and join in your nonsense, because I'll be there. I'll be ready. But I want you guys to be friends.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
Hiya, that is one and only Claudia Naisabwa.
Oh, guys, by the way.
Yeah, tell us.
I've been nominated
for
one international award.
Yes.
And actually three. Hold up.
Hello,
three,
come on.
Three international awards.
Tell them all about it.
One, I'm award winning, by the way. I got an award in Nigeria. Now three. One is Brand Excellence, Event Brand Excellence of the Year at the East African Entertainment Arts Award.
Mm-hmm.
And I also got Female TV Show Host of the Year.
Yes.
Third one. Now this is all in East Africa. The third one is African Female TV Show Host of the Year.
Where?
In Ghana.
Where? Come on.
That is Ladies in Media. So go vote for me.
Even Claudia nasema, Claudia ukipata Muganda, mu Nigeria, mu Botswana, imeenda.
Kabisa.
It's a wrap. Guys, it's a wrap. Thank you so much for tuning in. And also make sure you vote for Claudia Naisabwa every single place you can. Make sure you follow her on her TikTok, on her Instagram. I mean, she's a ball of energy. And also make sure you like, share, subscribe to this channel. And also show some love on all social media handles at Unlock Your Soul. It is, we're all about celebrating women this month. So shout out and mad love to all the women, to everybody. Claudia, mwah.
Mwah.
End of class, end of class.
Bye.